Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 40, Make Them Glad They Talk to You. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by President Aaron Dents, over at the Dents Group. We took to the streets and asked 1,000 people a simple question. Would you recommend the Dents Group? And a not insignificant number of the people said yes, some of them enthusiastically. Then we asked a follow-up question. What exactly does the Dents Group do? 7 people gave an acceptable answer. 7. The most common correct response? Some business? That's right. The Dents Group is some business. And in today's economy, that's not nothing. So if you need help with your, I don't know, importing or exporting or putting the doodads up on top of the sparkly things, President Dents is your guy. Call the Dents Group. Tell him you want to speak to the president. And let him know he has some business. This is a satirical ad. No one's paying me nothing. Although if they were, I would confidently say that they are some business. Earl opens this episode by talking about laws. Sometimes we treat laws as if they apply mainly to other people. The speed limit is a law for everyone else, but just a friendly suggestion for us. But laws don't work that way. Take the law of gravity. While we like it when it keeps us from floating off into space, we like it a lot less when we step off the side of a building. Either way, it applies. Earl says the same is true of what he calls the law of contribution. We can focus on rewards all we want. We can think about what we'd like to get out of life. But unless we increase what we put on the contribution side of the scale, the balance never changes. Earl then makes a fascinating observation, especially considering the era that he was speaking and writing in. He says that modern people walk around with the equivalent of 20 servants at their disposal in the form of technology, tools that help us communicate, calculate, navigate, remember, and create new ideas faster than any generation before us. If that was true in the 1960s, it's laughable now. We probably carry the equivalent of 50 or 100 servants in our pocket. So Earl asks a simple but demanding question. With all the added power and productivity, what do you want? He encourages us to make a list of our wants, rank them, put them in order, and then start working toward them. What we quickly discover, he says, is that the more we want, the more people we have to serve. Growth in rewards requires growth in contribution. Earl then turns directly to our work and our jobs. He makes a bold claim. In the long run, you will always earn what you contribute. It may not show up immediately, but over time, the balance sheet catches up. both for better or for worse. He offers a simple formula. Rewards equal how well you do your work times the number of people you serve. In other words, it's not just about doing something well, it's about doing it well for others. That's what pushes people into the top 5%. Not necessarily the most educated, not the most polished, but the ones who consistently go after the hard problems and serve the most people. Earl quotes a former manager of the Chicago White Sox baseball team, who once famously said, "I don't want the natural athlete. I want the guy who will go after the hard ones." Effort, not just talent, is what creates value. Earl closes the episode with a phrase he learned from a top salesman, one that feels almost too simple to be profound. Before every interaction, the salesman tells himself, "I will make them glad they talk to me." Now, that single sentence reframes everything. It shifts the focus away from what I want to say to what I want to get. Sorry, from what I want to say or what I want to get, and to what the other person might need, value, or appreciate. It doesn't guarantee every conversation will be perfect, but it gets us out of our own heads and into a posture of service. And it applies everywhere, at work, at home, in a store, in a marriage, with a stranger. So, episode 40 leaves me with this reminder. The laws of life apply whether we notice them or not. Rewards grow when contribution grows. And sometimes, the most powerful thing we can bring into a moment is a simple intention. Make them glad they talk to you. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.